U.S. News. President Carter now personally involved in the fight for U.N. economic sanctions against Iran. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. We have a report from Leslie Stahl.
CBS News has learned that President Carter is in the process of personally contacting the top leaders of China, the Soviet Union, and other countries on the UN Security Council not yet committed on the question of sanctions against Iran. White House sources say the U.S. is still two votes shy of the nine needed to impose a partial trade embargo. According to administration officials, the president has been personally campaigning for UN votes on the phone and through diplomatic channels and will continue his efforts tomorrow when he returns to the White House from Camp David. Officials say the president has decided to take his sanctions proposal to the UN this weekend because if he waits past January 1st, when five council seats change hands, he will have to start over with a new lobbying effort. Despite intense U.S. pressure for the Soviets to abstain from voting, officials say Moscow still has not yet revealed what it will do. But there is optimism at the White House that the Soviets will not veto the proposal. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, the White House.
The three American clergymen who spent Christmas with the hostages in Iran are due back in New York late tonight. Before leaving, they said a statement from the militants holding the hostages might clear up the number disparity. Supposedly, six of the hostages didn't see the clerics, and that added to the 43 they did see would make 49. But the State Department still says the figure of 50 is correct. More in a minute.
A performance story from Phillips Petroleum. Get out of the way, dog. Get back. Come on. I guess arthritis is nature's way of telling me I'm getting too old to play cowboy. At least there used to be nights after I'd worked around my ranch here when I felt like one giant hurt. But you know, there's a prescription drug for arthritis pain that comes from a chemical produced by Phillips Petroleum. My name's Ben Jones. I work for Phillips, and I take the medicine myself. Frankly, it makes it possible for me to get to work some mornings. It lets me get home at night and do my chores, and I've got a lot to do. I'm glad that drug's around. I like knowing that my company does something like this to help people. There's no reason for anybody to feel any older than they have to. Come on, dog, let's go home now. Come on.
Phillips Petroleum. Good things for cars and the people who drive them.
The Soviet news agency TASS now adding its voice to reports from Kabul radio of a coup in Afghanistan. The pro-Soviet government there apparently overthrown by a government even more friendly to the Soviets. The coup led by a former deputy prime minister, Babrak Karmal. The State Department says it has reports that Soviet troops joined in the street fighting. The Kabul radio broadcast monitored in Iran called the overthrown Marxist government stooges. Robert Newman, former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, was asked how far he thinks the Soviets will go now in their effort to control Afghanistan.
I would think that the Soviets will go as far as they need to go, but they may have learned from our experience in Vietnam that they would do almost anything before they get deeply involved. Afghanistan is a fierce country. The whole country is up in arms. The communist government has virtually no support.
A federal appeals court today overturning a lower court decision and ruling that the government does have the right to check the visas of Iranian students and deport those here illegally. That will be appealed. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank, saying a sizable reduction in American living standards is possible by the mid-1980s because of rising energy costs and continuing shortages. Most hard hit will be the poor. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 1.96 to close at 840.10, big board volume 31.5 million shares, and gold closed in New York at more than $515 an ounce, up more than $9 from yesterday. And now, this message.
Hi, this is Michael Landon. You know, my family is the most important part of my life, so family pictures mean a lot. That's why we get ours printed on Kodak paper. To me, Kodak says quality. You know, using Kodak film doesn't automatically get you Kodak paper. You've got to look for a store with a Kodak paper sign. Really, everybody does. That means me too. Look for the Kodak paper sign when you get your pictures developed. And tell them Michael sent you.
Just ask for Kodak paper for a good look.
Hi. Hope you got what I need.
What's wrong?
pain, itch, you know, hemorrhoids. Been driving my truck all day, and I need Preparation H.
Right. Gives lots of people temporary relief. Its special ingredients relieve pain and itch flare-ups, help shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
That's real medicine. I'll take ointment and suppositories.
Hi. Feeling better today?
Oh, thanks to you, good buddy.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
Hey, want to buy a railroad? No, I'm serious. John Miller is selling the Narragansett Pier Railroad in South Kingston, Rhode Island for $100,000. That includes one 60-ton diesel-electric engine, 6 miles of track, and a turn-of-the-century depot. The railroad dates from 1876, when it hauled high society types to their summer homes. Now, when it can, it hauls freight. But the last time it ran was in October, with Miller as engineer. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
This is Dan Rather reporting with news and commentary on the CBS Radio Network. In a press release issued today, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration provides us with a space-age example of an ancient and magical art, the making of silk purses from sow's ears. It is contained in NASA's review of its 1979 accomplishments. A look after this message.
Hi, Pat Summerall. This winter, True Value Hardware Stores can show you how changing something small, like a furnace filter, can help you change something big, like your heating bills. Just replace that dirty filter with an Owens Corning Dust Stop furnace filter from your nearby True Value Hardware Store. Change the filter about once a month during the heating season to help your furnace operate more efficiently, to help you save energy and money, and to help make your home's heated air cleaner and more pleasant to breathe. Save energy and money while you heat your home this winter by keeping your furnace operating efficiently. Get Owens Corning Dust Stop Furnace Filters in your choice of popular sizes from participating True Value Hardware Stores. And remember, you can save gas because you won't have to drive far for your hardware and houseware needs, whatever they might be. So if you're looking for values, for service, and for selection, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value Hardware Stores and home centers. And don't forget, they're located nationwide.
The first step in NASA's transmutation of pigskin into fine silk was to call 1979 the Year of the Planets. The press release begins, and I quote, "The closing year of the 70s was a triumphant one in U.S. space exploration, yielding historic and breathtaking close-up views of distant planets, moons, and rings." Now, that is at least half true. Those spectacular close-ups of Jupiter and Saturn and their moons and rings truly were exciting and important. But if 1979 had really been a triumph for NASA, the agency's year-end boast would have been entitled not the Year of the Planets, but the Year of the Shuttle. For the space shuttle is NASA's big-ticket item, its primary claim on our attention and our tax dollars. It is nothing less than the vehicle designed to carry the nation into a new era of space exploration and exploitation. It also is supposed to play a key role in monitoring compliance with SALT II, placing new spy-in-the-sky satellites in orbit. But for the shuttle, 1979 was a dismal series of disappointments. The shuttle's maiden orbital flight was to have taken place last spring. The target date then slipped to September, then to November, then to next spring. Now the goal is June 30th, 1980, with no assurance there will not be further delays. Next March, the flight will be a full year behind schedule and counting. The program has been plagued with engine failures and problems with the thermal tiles designed to protect the shuttle from the heat of reentry. It also has been plagued with substantial cost overruns. In 1971, the estimated cost for the entire development program was put at about $5 billion. The estimate now is about $6 billion in 1971 dollars, or more than $8 billion in today's inflated currency. The overruns also have done serious damage to NASA's reputation for candor. Early this year, Administrator Robert Frosch testified before a Senate panel without mentioning the need for another $200 million he would call for in a matter of days. Frosch explained later that the new figures weren't available when he testified. But some of the agency's best friends on the Hill were outraged, and a House subcommittee recently said NASA had been less than candid in discussing funding problems. NASA's year-end press release did mention the problems with engines and thermal tiles, but it said nothing of schedule slippage or the fact that delays were beginning to affect other space projects which must use the shuttle. And the release said nothing of cost overruns. It dwelt mostly on the positive highlights. It didn't take first things first, but best things first, and the worst was left unsaid. In this, NASA's performance was not radically different from other bureaucracies which try to put the best face on things, no matter how great the strain. But as an effort to inform the public, it amounts to a good example of why the country needs an independent press for that job.
Kodak invites you to remember the special moments that make up the holiday season and to trust them to Kodak film.
A bike! Grandpa, you got me a bike!
I got one too, a red one!
Look, it's snowing!
No, you shouldn't have!
I know.
Oh, this is so impractical!
I know.
How did you know?
I knew.
Happy New Year!
Shouldn't you trust moments like these to Kodak film?
This is Dan Rather reporting for CBS News.